the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes,
and he did!
Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It was Luminary Day here in Berea today. Talk about your football legends. How's this for a midfield photo? Mike Holmgren, Jim Tressel, Lloyd Carr. Now, Mike Holmgren, as president of the Browns, you expect him to be out there watching training camp workouts each day. But we had a couple of very nice surprises with Jim Tressel, former Ohio State football coach, and Lloyd Carr, who coached the Buckeyes' arch rival at, am I even allowed to say the name of that school? Well, Michigan. Okay. Neither knew the other was going to be here today. And that made it even more interesting. And it was great. They stood many yards apart at the beginning of the workout. You saw one guy in 120, one guy in the other 20. But as the practice progressed this morning, they got a little closer together, little closer together, little closer together. And then finally they were side by side and they were actually exchanging pleasantries. Very, very fun scene out there this morning. And the upshot for all of this is a very special show that we have for you tonight. Jim Tressel will be joining us for an exclusive interview, and Mike Holmgren will be making his periodic visit to the studio right here in the middle of the Browns practice facility. You ask us questions via Ask Vic feature on the Facebook page, the official Facebook page of the Cleveland Browns, and also our official Twitter page. Connor from Facebook asks, how do you think the rest of the division will react to the Browns' West Coast offense? Well, unfortunately, Connor, I don't think it'll be panic and hysteria, but I will be interested to see how two exceptional defenses belonging to the Steelers and Ravens and a well-coached defense belonging to the Bengals deal with this offense a couple of times a year on a minimum basis. I think a blitz-happy scheme like the Steelers could potentially be a little more vulnerable when it comes to a quick passing game like the Browns are utilizing now. It's going to put a little pressure, maybe a lot of pressure, on people to cover. And when you're rushing and blitzing, you're vacating areas. You know, that's what this offense is designed to do, take advantage of some of that. It'll be quick decisions by Colt McCoy. It'll be good adjustments by the receivers, the tight ends, the backs, everybody who's involved in this passing game. So it will be interesting to see. For more of my takes, of course, go to clevelandbrowns.com. Check out my blog, Carucci's Corner, there. Each day we post a new poll question on our official Facebook page, on the Browns official Facebook page. And today's poll question: how much do you think the new kickoff rule will affect the Browns' return game and why? Your choices are a lot, a little, not at all. And listen, if you can't catch this show on ESPN's 850 WKNR, go to clevelandbrowns.com. You listen to the live stream there. Also, Browns fans, and this is very cool, the Browns' official mobile app is now available to download for free to your iPhone and Android devices. So check that out. All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, the man, Browns president Mike Holmgren, is going to join us here in studio on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll up our sleeves, working together to achieve your future goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
When people come to Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, they expect to get a great meal. What they don't expect are AAA 5 Diamond and Forbes 5-star restaurants, world-class chefs, cutting-edge techniques, and the highest quality ingredients, all complemented by Pennsylvania's largest wine cellar that features 19,000 bottles. Expect the unexpected at Nemacolin. And be sure to visit Nemacolin.com for some unexpectedly tasty packages.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
Pearl at Old York, you're still dealing with fire crews at work there at the Yorktown Bowling Lane. You need to avoid that area. The outbound East Shoreway, the accident before Eddy Road is cleared, but you're still backing up towards Dead Man's Curve. 90 eastbound clearing an accident after West 41st, but backing up approaching 90 westbound, a rubbernecker delay from West 41st back towards the Inner Belt. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Attention Browns fans, the Browns 2011 single game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we are pleased right now to welcome into the studio Browns president Mike Holmgren. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Nice to be here.
Quite a day today. It was so fun, and it looked like it was a lot of fun for you to have Coach Tressel here, to have Coach Carr here, and you were in certain parts watching practice but also visiting with them. How enjoyable was that for you?
Well, it was nice. You know, I know Lloyd a lot better than I know Jim, and when I was in Green Bay, of course, I started a connection with Coach Carr when he was at Michigan. And then, of course, now being in Ohio, you know, Jim Tressel, heck, I just drove right by Tressel Street and his connection with Berea and all the things. I believe, you know, he's been involved in the Ohio school systems for years and years and years and years. It's really remarkable. So, no, that was fun today. I came out and saw Lloyd first, and I said, I hear Tressel's here. Where is he? I say, I got to get you two together. So we had a lot of fun.
No, that was, as I say, very, very cool. And to the extent that, you know, and we're going to visit with Coach Tressel a little later in the show, to the extent that, you know, this is going to be such a radical, at least Lloyd Carr is adapting to the post-football, post-coaching life. For Coach Tressel, it's something new. You have experienced at least post-coaching life. How big of a transition is it going to be for him?
Well, there is a transition, and we talked about that today. I talked to him about that today. You know, he's been doing something and doing it very well for a lot of years, you know, and he's not as old as I am, but he's getting close, you know, and so now all of a sudden, he's not doing that. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting with Kathy one morning, my wife, one morning over coffee, and she goes, "What do you want to do today?" This was on my year off, my first year out of football.
Right.
And I said, you know, I don't know. And I could have, in the previous 40 years, told her exactly what I was doing at 2 o'clock the following Friday. Your life is so regimented. But, you know, and Jim's doing the right thing because he's just taking his time. He's going to go visit pro camps. He's going to be doing things he hasn't been able to do for a long, long time.
Right.
So he's approaching it the right way, I think.
And it's something because I talked with some folks who had said, you know, earlier on seeing him in the early process of his departure from Ohio State, saw a less comfortable guy then. I saw a guy who looked pretty at ease, given a lot of what had gone on, of course, but a guy who just was enjoying the realm. He was in the right place for himself today.
Yeah, I think so. And it was really good to see him. And he can come back and see us anytime he wants to. He knows he has an open invitation. I enjoy talking to great football coaches. It's fun for me. And so we started telling stories in my office. It was really great fun. You know, he's been very, very good for a long time. And I was glad to see him, honestly, Vic, like you. I was glad to see him very relaxed and enjoying the day and talking to his player, Brian Wobiski, and talking to our other coaches, and it was good.
And, you know, it's interesting. Like you said, at some point when great coaches get together, all coaches get together, it's story exchanging time. But I wonder, and you love to be the fly on the wall, what about the X's and O's conversation? How much of that do you get into as you're watching practice and stuff? And what are the technical areas you might go into with another coach from another team?
Well, it all depends. Like today, when we were watching practice, we were kind of watching practice and talking about any number of things. When we went up to my office afterwards, you know, you can't help it. We're coaches.
Yeah.
We started talking about this and how would you do this and what do you think of this and what about this coordinator? And you start talking football, and it really is great fun. I mean, that's what we enjoy doing. You know, it's paid the bills for a long time. And, you know, to get together with, like I said, with really, I have tremendous respect for both those men and what they've accomplished. And for me, it's great fun.
Browns president Mike Holmgren joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. One preseason game in the book, preparing for another one Friday night. If you could kind of walk through where you see this team at in terms of its just overall kind of big picture progress after that preseason game and your general sense of how you feel as we head into this Detroit game Friday night.
Well, preseason is very funny, as you know. You know, you play four games. I always approach it a certain way. It's nice to get a win, but it doesn't really count. But it's nice to get a win. Everyone feels better when you win the game. I don't care what anyone says. Right. And so we won the game. We did some nice things. I was pleased with the offense on their first drive and how they functioned pretty well, your first group. You want to see that.
Right.
We came out of it pretty healthy, which was a good thing. And we also got a chance to look at our young players, most of our players are young, but our draft choices and the young people we think are going to have to contribute right away. And now it's just a matter of in the next three games I suspect, I haven't talked to Pat about this yet, but I suspect they'll play a little bit longer each game and then back off the fourth, typically is what happens.
Sure.
And, you know, Colt can't have, he's got to have a lot of chances to throw the ball and continue to practice and continue to do things in games. So we're looking at that. The timing in our offense is crucial, so we're looking at that. And then the defense coming together and eliminating mistakes and just playing well as a team. I think for a first game, I was very pleased with the first game. Now we have to build on that each week.
There were people who, as you say, reaction from outside the building primarily can range from everything. And in this case, it's very positive. And I didn't want to discourage people from feeling good and say, hey, it's just preseason. Calm down. Take it easy. But I understand. You understand better than I do how fans react to this. But was there any part of you that was surprised that it looked as good as it did, particularly from the offensive side for the brief time that the starters were out there?
Well, I don't know if surprised would be the right word. But, I mean, I guess my expectation level is that there were going to be more mistakes in this first game than maybe in other first preseason games because they hadn't been together a very long time.
Right.
And that didn't happen. They functioned like they had. Now, that's a real credit to Pat Shurmur and the coaches. They put the team together quickly and in a good way. But, you know, we jumped off sides. We did a couple things that will always bother coaches. But honestly, that's I was most happy about it probably is that they functioned very, very well as a team, considering the time they've been together.
Right. And you talk about Colt McCoy and his play. One of the things that seems to be you could draw this dot line, if you will, from the fact that here was a kid who worked in the off season with the Camp Colts, took it upon himself to do these things, bring some teammates together, and also sought some guidance from none other than Brett Favre in terms of the West Coast offense. It seems to me that's taken a lot of responsibility and doing some things to prepare himself, and that's the kind of thing that shows up in a game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you're talking about Colt, and we have a number of young players on the team, I think you could put it in the same category. You know, it's great to have the coach there, and the coach needs to be there and make him work and make him work. Then there are players that really can get a lot of work done on their own. I mean, they're self-motivated. They want to be good. And it always helps to have the coach watching what they're doing. But these young people, Colt being one of them, you know, he does a lot of things on his own in his preparation. And that was the challenge of this offseason, quite frankly. And he really stepped up. He wants to be good. He wants the team to be good. He's a natural leader. But now, before we anoint him, and you said it very well. It's one game, one preseason game. He had some moments last year where he was great. He had some moments where he played young. And now, you know, as he matures and continues to play in this league, you want to establish year after year that you're one of those really good quarterbacks.
How much value could you attach to the fact that he did work with this guy named Favre that you might know something about? And what specifically could a guy like that tell a young quarterback about the West Coast offense, about quarterbacking in general?
Well, when I heard he was with him, I got nervous, to be honest. And I said, oh, boy, Brett's going to tell him some stories about me. I don't want Colt to hear. I don't want my image shattered here. But seriously, he is what Brett would talk to him about are the important things about the offense, the things that are comfortable for him, the things that were successful for him, probably how the coaches would react to certain things that the quarterback does. But, you know, I think as much as anything, it's probably fun for the two of them to get together and tell stories.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was. Browns president Mike Holmgren, he is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford. The other part of the equation in the preseason is this preseason is working with very limited practice time. Did you have some concerns? You didn't have those two-a-days. The walkthrough seemed to become very valuable now. But as we go through the full camp and then the full preseason, do you feel you're going to have enough time to prepare this young football team for the regular season?
Well, Vic, you know, we don't have a choice. Yeah. I guess the feeling is, and what I've told the coaches on a number of occasions, is that it doesn't matter. This is what we have, and we're going to play the game. So let's be as good as we can be. Will we be as good as if we'd had those days and as polished? Probably not. You know, I don't think anyone can really say that. You need that time. You need that work. Certainly with a young football team, it would help. Right. But we'll be as ready as anybody to play in those games. I'm confident of that. And like I said, I think we got off to a pretty good start. Now everyone just has to take a deep breath and continue to now improve, you know, on their performance.
And you've got some rookies who are figuring prominently in what you do, and you got two of them on your starting defensive line. I'd love your take on just some of the quick thoughts you have of Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard.
Well, they knew when we picked them that they were going to come in and have to play right away. And I think for an athlete, that's an exciting thought. And once we got the contracts done and all that kind of stuff, now they're getting ready to play. So in their mind, as rookies, they're thinking differently than most rookies that come to camp. Most rookies that come to camp, you know, one, they want to make the roster. That's first. And then they're just spinning and trying to, you know, find their place. These two guys are going to start, and they're going to play. And so I think they're wired correctly. They wanted that. They're excited about the possibility. And they've been, so far in practice, they've been very, very good practice players. So you know, I'd like to have a little more experience in some areas of the football team, but it is what it is. So they're going to be thrown right into the frying pan right away.
And that goes for Buster Skrine, yes. And it goes for Greg Little. Greg Little, especially, I think he was targeted five times. It looked like there was obviously a great emphasis to get him involved in the offense. Did he acquit himself okay?
Yeah, he was fine. I expect a lot from him, and he knows that. He and I have had little chats, you know, since he got here. And what he has to do is develop a consistency of practice and study and play. Here's a gifted, natural athlete. God gave him tremendous gifts. Now, but there are a lot of guys like that around. So to take it to the next level and become the athlete he should be, the receiver he should be, you know, he's got to continue to bear down in the classroom, in practice, those things. He's working very, very hard. I've been pleased with how he's approached this thing, but you can't take any days off ever.
Before we let you go, there's a Facebook question that was directed toward me by Chris, but I said, you're sitting right here, I got to ask you. And the question is, are there, and what reminded me of it was when you made your reference to the little chats that you had with Greg Little. He said, are there other sides to Mike Holmgren that fans have yet to see?
Well, I think there probably are. I'm not on the sideline anymore, and it seemed to me that any time in Seattle or Green Bay when I was coaching, the picture they show on the front page of the paper had me just, my veins were popping out. I was screaming at somebody. So everyone thought I was like that all the time. I'm not like that all the time. But I was an emotional coach, I guess. I think a lot of us would like to have been like Tony Dungy and just watch the game and make his decisions and seem to be – But you have to be who you are.
Sure.
So I think when I watch the game, fortunately there's not a TV showing us in where I'm sitting.
Right.
Because I'm moving around a little bit and I'm, you know, I'm vocal and I'm doing all sorts of things. So yeah, but I've matured. Vic, I want you to know I've matured in my older age, and so I'm a little calmer than I used to be.
That's great to know. There seems to be some sides that we, you know, probably hope to not have to see from you, but we like the side that you bring to the show. Thank you so much for your time.
No, anytime. Thank you.
All right. That is Mike Holmgren, president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up next, a conversation with Jim Tressel, former Ohio State coach. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Do you find yourself staring whenever a Jeep vehicle drives by? Do you wonder where it's been? Where it's going next? Do you say to yourself, someday, when the time is right, that's going to be me? Say hello to someday. Now you can get great deals on the new Jeep vehicle of your choice, including the newly designed Compass, the newly refined Patriot, the versatile Liberty, the iconic Wrangler, and the most luxurious and capable Grand Cherokee ever. It's time for other people to wonder where you're going next in your new Jeep vehicle. Now, at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event.
Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus 1,000 bonus cash and no payments for 90 days on the 2011 Jeep Liberty. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Ally. Interest, if any, accrues from the date of purchase. Not all buyers will qualify for deferred monthly payments or financing. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/6.
When people come to Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, they expect to get a comfortable room. But what they don't expect is the elegant Chateau Lafayette with vaulted ceilings and crystal chandeliers, the five-diamond Falling Rock Hotel with private butler service, an infinity pool, and no less than 10 pillow options that'll have you sleeping like a... Well, you know. Expect the unexpected at Nemacolin. And be sure to visit nemacolin.com for some unexpectedly cozy getaway packages.
After months of rumors, arguing, complaining, and headaches, a deal has finally been made. We're ready to start football season. But does getting a deal really have to be so hard, especially when you're buying a new car? At Medina Volkswagen Mazda, it doesn't. When you deal with Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you always come out ahead. Right now, their trade-in values have never been higher. Medina Volkswagen Mazda keeps trade-in simple. They pay more for yours and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your vehicle's age or mileage. Plus, with their Volkswagen and Mazda low price guarantee, you'll always pay less than anywhere else. Football is back, so relax and head out to Medina Volkswagen Mazda to check out their award-winning team of fuel-efficient Volkswagen and Mazdas and see just how easy making a deal can be. Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to a winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of a vinyl siding. Plus, you can go along with 0% financing for up to 24 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. And we are pleased right now to be joined by the former head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Welcome to the show, Jim Tressel.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So this is coming back home. You grew up, what, two blocks from this facility?
I did. In fact, the practice field, Beach Street, dead ends into it. And I grew up right there on Beach Street and went to Baldwin-Wallace College. In fact, when I was a freshman at Baldwin-Wallace and they were building the other Browns facility, the older one, we shared our freshman locker room with the Cleveland Browns. And that was pretty neat in 1971.
Very cool. How much, you know, having I know the whole family tradition of football, but being in Browns territory as well, how much of an influence was that on you?
Well, my dad would always talk about the great Paul Brown.
There's his picture.
Well, that's right. He's special. And in 1942, my dad was recruited to Ohio State by Paul Brown. He was the player of the year in the state of Ohio. Then after spring practice, he went early, actually, his freshman year, and he enlisted in the war like many of the heroes from that generation. He never ended up coming back to Ohio State. He ended up coming back to Baldwin-Wallace because he had trained in the Navy right up here in Cleveland. And so Paul Brown was just so special to him. And Paul Brown used to give all of the Ohio college coaches two tickets to the Browns games. And one of the things I remember most is it wasn't until my dad's season was over, but that last Sunday that the Browns were home, we would take those two tickets that Paul Brown gave us, and my dad and I would go to the Browns game, and there was the top row of Old Municipal Stadium, and it was so cold, but it was worth it. And so, you know, Paul Brown, the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland, Ohio, means a lot to us.
How much fun was it for you? How enjoyable was it for you to be out and just take in a practice as you did today?
Well, you know, you love watching people teach. And the thing that I've been fortunate to be around the game for a long, long time, and you can tell teams that are well taught. We always say that good technique and teaching shows up, jumps off the video. And it was fun watching the teaching going on. I thought it was a good, solid practice today. And I mentioned to Coach Shermer afterwards that you could tell that the kids are listening. And I've been to some pro camps, and, you know, there's a little bit of the, you know, just kind of moseying around and people, you know, feeling as if they are just putting in their time. But you could tell that they were paying attention and trying to get better. And it's a young group. I think everyone knows that. But it's going to be an exciting time.
Did anything player-wise, anything jump out at you? I mean, watching, say, Colt McCoy or anybody like that, any observations there that...
I'd have to start with Brian Robiski.
Of course. Start with the Ohio State.
But it was great to see Brian and had a chance to chat with him for a minute. And it was good to hear from the coaches that he's that guy that we know he is, which is dependable, will do the best he can possibly do. You can count on him. But it was fun watching Colt. I think, as Coach Holmgren talks a lot about, that position is all about timing. And the longer now that he's been at this level, where the receivers aren't quite as open as they are at Texas, they're pretty blanketed here. And so if you don't throw it at the right time, you're not going to have a chance. And you can see he's growing from that standpoint. And, you know, this group's becoming his. So it was fun to just watch that progression.
How has life been like for you? Obviously, after all the turmoil of the past spring, give us a sense of where you are and where things are going with Jim Tressel.
Well, it's been a lot different. I went probably since I was 5 years old, always heading to training camp when August rolled around. And I'm not five anymore, and I spent a lot of years doing that. And it's been different. That's why coming up here is fun. I have a chance to run around and see some of my guys in their NFL camps, and it's been a little bit different, but I think change is healthy. Time to reflect and do some things that you've never really had time to do before.
Sure.
Is a healthy thing, and I could never pay much attention to the NFL, quite honestly, as a college coach, because Sunday was a huge work day for us, and I might find out Monday morning which of our players did something on Sunday. When we look at the stats or whatever, but it will be a little bit of fun following my Brownies a little bit closer.
That's nice. Have you had any other opportunities to? Is this like the first football setting you actually came into today?
Yeah, it was really the first one, and it being back home and being the Cleveland Browns and all that made it even more special. And I was excited. I didn't even have to wait for the alarm clock this morning. It was an early wake up in Columbus, Ohio, to get here for the morning practice. But, you know, I was excited to come and just smell it and feel it and be around good people that are competing and trying to build something special. You can tell the people here know that this is a special place and can become even more special, you know, as they progress.
Is it going to be tough because we'd be weeks away from what you would be normally, as you said, not only preparing for, but then finally standing on a sideline for an actual game? How have you envisioned it's going to be like when you're not doing that come the opening of the season?
You know, I really haven't thought too much about that. I've got a little bit of a game plan made of going to watch some of the guys who are now head coaches that were on my staffs, getting out and watching some of my guys play NFL games that were a part of our teams. And so I've got a little bit of a plan made from that standpoint. But as to how it will feel, I don't think you can really get a head start on that until you're in that moment.
How about your future? Are you thinking about just long term? Is coaching going to be something you're going to return to? Or what sort of down the road are you thinking about with regard to football or not football?
You know, I'm really uncertain. Again, because I've done this for so long and it's all I know, having a little bit of time to think about, you know, where it is that God wants me to go and that where I can make a difference and not simply have a job. I've been blessed. I've retired from the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System after 37 years, so I can eat, and so I'm okay there. But I've just got to find out what's the best plan.
A very interesting juxtaposition today. Coach Lloyd Carr, of course, was here from Michigan, and I understand you didn't know he was going to be here.
No,
he didn't know you were going to be here.
Great minds think along the same wavelength, and Lloyd's one of the great guys and highly competitive and did a wonderful job. And he was at Michigan for, I think, 27 years, 13 as a head coach, and that's a lot of years in a high-pressure situation like that. And he had great teams, and, you know, he's had a whole bunch of great players playing this league.
Well, all eyes on the sidelines were, okay, how close together is the Ohio State guy and the Michigan guy going to stand? And we watched it, and eventually you were, hey, right next to each other and exchanging pleasantries.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You got to let those things go, right?
Well, one thing about sometimes your toughest competitors are the people that you respect the most and are most comfortable with.
Right.
And Lloyd was always one of those guys when we were at the Big Ten meetings and those types of things, or when might need a little bit of advice, that there was no one to ask who was sitting in the same type of seat. You know, he was always a guy that was, you know, more than willing to share from that standpoint. Now, he still wanted to whip your fanny the next time you played, but just a good person.
Excellent. Coach, we thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. That is Coach Jim Tressel joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, training camp rolling on for the Browns today. Still some injuries for the team to deal with. Scott Fujita, Ben Watson, Chris Gokong, Osama Young, and Mohamed Masqua among those sitting out of practice. Preseason game number 2 for the Browns will be Friday night at the stadium against the Lions. Now, team and several notable guests taking in practice. List includes former OSU head coach Jim Tressel, who you just heard chatting with our Vic Carucci. Also in attendance today, former Michigan coach Lloyd Carr and Cavs GM Chris Grant. One other NFL note, ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the supplemental draft scheduled for tomorrow has been postponed. Could be a chance for former OSU quarterback Terrell Pryor to get his name in the mix. Indians back to work tonight. They'll open a 3-game series in Chicago against the White Sox. First pitch at 8:10. Ubaldo Jimenez takes the mound against Gavin Floyd. Tribe 2 back at Detroit in the AL Central. Michael Brantley will be back in the lineup tonight, but Jason Kipnis still out of action due to soreness in his right side. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will continue. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Good night, hon.
Good night.
Not again. Damn neighbors.
So this,
not again,
is you. And this is how annoying it can be trying to understand healthcare reform.
Quiet!
But Cozy can help. Cozy's free healthcare reform game plan saves you time and annoyance by helping you sort out the smartest health insurance decision for your business. Plus, Cozy can save you up to 10% on your health insurance premiums.
Well, maybe if you close the window.
Okay.
And we moved. Tomorrow.
To get your free game plan or a quote, call 216-245-4365 today or visit cozy.org/gameplan. Cozy, the Council of Smaller Enterprises. Quality health plans provided by Medical Mutual of Ohio.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Jim Tressel, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's time to go around the NFL with Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, and helping me go around the league today is one Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, how's it going?
Vic, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, man. Great to have you with us. And want to start out with this kickoff rule, Michael. A lot of fuss being made over the fact that it's very different now, and certainly a dramatic increase in touchbacks. What are you sensing on a national basis? I saw you had an item on Pro Football Talk regarding Bill Belichick's reaction, which is basically saying the league's efforts here are to eliminate the kickoff return.
Well, I understand it's a safety rule, and I'm in favor of changes that enhance the safety of the game. But by moving the kickoff to induce more touchbacks and reduce the number of kickoff returns that you have, I don't know that it doesn't make it safer per play. It makes it safer on a grander scheme by saying there'll be fewer kickoff returns, but it's like taking bullets out of a gun. The gun's still dangerous, and I just wish they would have come up with a way to address the problem that substantively makes it more safer, not artificially reduces the number of times we're going to see this play.
And it's interesting that there's some different interpretations of this rule, or at least in one case, the Chicago Bears thinking they had the option to kick further back if they wanted to, and actually went ahead and did that in their preseason game this past weekend against Buffalo, but then in fact got told no, the kickoff must emanate from the 35.
Yeah, it was bizarre. They said they cleared it with the league, and then Carl Johnson, the VP of officiating, put a stop to it. I just think it's going to continue to be a controversial rule. It kind of got lost in the lockout shuffle, and people didn't realize or appreciate what was going to happen, and I think that was one of the biggest surprises. Once the games got started, people realized, whoa, wait a minute, they're going to kick this ball from a point where plenty of these kickers can put it through the uprights.
Speaking of the lockout and the ramifications from that, what are you hearing league-wide, Mike, as far as teams adapting to the new practice rules, only one workout per day? How is that translating in some of the action we've seen so far on the field?
Well, I don't think we've seen anything yet that would suggest that teams aren't going to be prepared for when the games really start. I mean, football is football, and it looked like football, even though there was just a couple of weeks to get ready with reduced practices and with no off-season program. So, you know, I think that coaches are going to be wired to complain about anything that constitutes change, but by limiting what they all can do, it kind of makes their lives all a little bit easier, but it requires them to get more out of the reps that they have. And that's where, in the short term, it's going to be harder for these coaches to adjust, because they have to make every single rep count when they've got fewer opportunities for not just to practice, but also to go out there and have physical contact between the players.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Lots of interesting quarterback discussion around this league, Mike, as far as players in new places and trying to turn teams around at that very position where their presence is pretty much the deciding factor on where these teams go. Let's talk about Arizona and Kevin Cobb. What kind of a fit do you think that is? And of the quarterbacks who have changed teams this offseason, is that really the place where there's the most hope for success?
Well, I don't know, because Kevin Cobb is still largely unproven. He's never been a starter for a full season. He's only started 7 games in 4 NFL seasons. We haven't seen that week in and week out continuity that you need to see in a quarterback, you know, that you want to see in a guy who's drafted in the first round before you can feel that he's a guy that's going to be a positive change for a team going forward. I think the Cardinals did what they had to do. They believe in the move. I think they're looking at bigger issues like convincing Larry Fitzgerald to sign a contract extension with the team and stick around. So they didn't want to just do a veteran quarterback here and a veteran quarterback there. They wanted somebody who's going to be the guy over an extended period of time, and they're hoping that he'll work out. But, you know, if he was going to be a great quarterback, I don't think Andy Reid would have let him get away. So Andy Reid made his judgment based on what he saw in 4 years. And I'm just concerned that Andy Reid's knack for getting the most out of quarterbacks, that may have inflated the perception of Kevin Cobb, and the Cardinals may find out the hard way that he's not as good as they thought he was going to be.
What do we make of the Vikings situation with Donovan McNabb? Is there hope there that he resurrects his career, or is that really just going to be a continuation of what we saw from him in Washington last year?
I think he'll be better than he was last year. It can't be a whole lot worse. The question is, how good can he really be? And he's motivated to show not only that the Redskins were wrong about him. I still think at a certain point he's motivated to show that the Eagles were wrong about him. And he's not doing it for the money. He's doing it to try to be successful. He wanted to go to Minnesota last year, but they still had Brett Favre. So he's got the potential to have a solid year for them. I just think that some in Minnesota probably were a little bit lukewarm about continuing this let's go get a veteran mentality. And if they would have had the full offseason, they very well may have gone with Christian Ponder. The real issue is going to be, Vic, if they're struggling halfway through the season, do they stick with Donovan McNabb, or do they flip over and go with Christian Ponder, or at some point does Joe Webb get a shot?
And speaking of the Redskins, are they really going to make this thing work with either Rex Grossman or John Beck?
Boy, it sure seems like they're going to try. I don't know that it's going to work, but I thought Mike Shanahan had something up his sleeve. I don't think he does. I think he truly believes in Grossman or Beck, and they've been trying to prop up John Beck with Kyle Shanahan, as he told Peter King last week, saying that when he was the quarterback's coach in Houston, he wanted the team to use the 10th overall pick in the draft on John Beck. So they're going to try to get these guys to perform, and Rex Grossman looked okay in the preseason opener. I don't know that either guy is going to be the answer long term. I mean, Rex Grossman was available for anybody who wanted him
right. A
couple of weeks ago, and his phone didn't ring, and he's back in Washington, and he may end up being the starter.
Interesting situation we saw last night, of course, with the New York Jets playing the Houston Texans, and Rex Ryan was at his blustery best and put on a nice sideline show, ripping off the headsets and getting mad about the timeout not being called. But the real interesting thing is the story about Mark Sanchez, apparently like challenging him at one point to fight him, I guess, early on when, you know, to establish his turf as a starter. First of all, that's not a matchup I think that works out all that well for Mark Sanchez. I know Rex is a pretty tough guy and a much bigger guy. Second thing is, though, from Sanchez's perspective, do you think it means that much that he did that and his teammates had a greater level of respect for him afterward?
Yeah, I think this is all part of the development of Mark Sanchez into an NFL quarterback, and that's what the Jets need more than anything else. He plays very well in the postseason. And I think the biggest challenge that organization has this year, and specifically Mark Sanchez has, is trying to find a way to play in the regular season like he plays in the postseason. The sense of urgency, the just the mentality, the level of preparation. If he can get to the point where he's as efficient week in and week out from September to early January as he is in January, then I think he could really develop into a great quarterback. And I think that's just that story is an example of Mark Sanchez trying to become that Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, you know, win at all costs. This is my job. I'll fight you for it. I'll fight you for what I believe in. I'll fight you for what I'm trying to do. They need him to be that way if they're going to be successful.
Visiting with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. The Detroit Lions come to Cleveland Friday night, of course, facing the Browns. And Big story out of there, a couple of them, but the biggest one, I guess, would be Ndamukong Suh and the concerns over his play, whether he's either not, maybe not just pushing the line of fair play, but maybe going beyond it and being a little dirty. The game against Cincinnati last weekend, throwing Andy Dalton around like the proverbial rag doll. What is your sense of how the league is looking at this guy, and how much does it really matter, you think, to Ndamukong Suh that they could try to continue to lighten his wallet with fines?
Well, I don't think he's worried about the money. Number one, he got the second overall picks contract in the last year of the really huge money. Number two, he's making good money off the field. He wants the Lions to become competitive, and one way they become competitive in the NFL is to become feared. And that's the ultimate goal, is to make that team into a feared franchise. And if that means flirting with the edge of what is and what isn't permissible and taking a few fines, if that intimidation factor creeps into the Lions organization, then I think that's going to help that team get somewhere they haven't been in a long time. I mean, it's not just getting to the playoffs, but it's being a team that is viewed among the NFL elite.
There was a little bit of a dust-up, maybe that's the right way to put it. Chris Carter making an appearance on ESPN talking about Calvin Johnson, the Lions receiver, and basically saying he wasn't one of the NFL's elite receivers. Apparently kind of backed down from that a little bit. Johnson saying, "Well, I don't care, I don't listen." I mean, it's the response a lot of players give. But what do we make of Calvin Johnson? I mean, should there be any doubt about his status among the top receivers in the game?
I mean, I think it's a subject that I think is open for fair debate. I believe Chris Carter just forgot about him and then opted to stubbornly defend his position instead of realizing he should have said Calvin Johnson instead of Reggie Wayne. But I think that's proof that, you know, Calvin Johnson isn't a guy that is immediately off the tip of the tongue one of the top receivers in the game. And part of it is he's playing for the Detroit Lions. And people really don't notice the things that he does. I mean, his biggest claim to fame has been that non-catch in the regular season opener last year against the Chicago Bears. So as that team is successful, as they have higher profile games, as they force their way into Sunday night and Monday night, then I think Calvin Johnson will be more appreciated.
You're aware, of course, that Colt McCoy, the Browns quarterback, had some tutoring from Brett Favre, sought that in the offseason. The instruction about the West Coast offense, which of course is what the Browns are implementing now with Pat Shurmur as head coach in Cleveland. What are your thoughts about how much help a Brett Favre could be to a Colt McCoy, and your general thoughts about McCoy's development?
I think that a guy like Favre would be a huge help when you're talking about an off season with no coaching. You're trying to learn the West Coast offense with no opportunity to work with the coaches. So why not go out and find a guy who was one of the top proteges of the president of the franchise and the guy who wants that offense in there. So I think it makes sense. I you know, every time I hear anything about Colt McCoy and trying to practice these complicated play calls, I think back to John Gruden giving him a hard time last year on that quarterback camp because of his accent. And he kind of bit his tongue when Gruden was giving it to him, and lo and behold, Gruden was working with him a little bit, at least by phone, this off season. But I think Colt has a lot of potential, and we're going to start seeing it. And there was all the talk about Tim Tebow in that draft class of 2010. I think Colt McCoy is going to be more successful than Tim Tebow, and we're going to see it from Colt McCoy a lot more quickly than anyone realized.
Great stuff, Michael. I thank you so much for the time, buddy.
All right, Vic. Thanks, buddy.
That is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of vinyl siding. Plus, you can go long with 0% financing for up to 24 months. And you still may be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Your vehicle's rattling.
Shaking.
Squealing.
You know you need service, but you're putting it off because of cost.
Today through Sunday, NTB has a solution.
50% off select car repairs at NTB.
You heard right. 50% off regular retail price car repairs. 50% off.
Brake jobs with True Stop brake pads. 50% off.
Ballots and rotation. 50% off.
Select oil changes. 50% off.
Shocks and struts. 50% off plus labor.
Guaranteed service performed by NTB's ASE Certified Service Central Technicians. 50% off.
Don't wait to get your car or truck repaired.
Do it today during NTB's 50% off service and repair sale.
True Stop brake jobs. Balance and rotation, shocks, struts, and oil changes, all at 50% off regular retail price.
NTB's 50% off service and repair sale, today through Sunday only.
Only at NTB.
Time to head to K&G.
K&G?
Right now, it's buy one suit, get two suits free.
Two suits free?
Yep, two suits free. That's three men's suits for $179.99. Or three women's suits for $159.99.
Then let's go.
Sale ends August 28th.
K&G. Fashion Superstore. K&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
Hey, Cleveland. LaCharles Bentley here for Sunnyside Audi. I've been telling you about Sunnyside Audi for a while now, and it's time for you to go check them out. Like I told you, they're a group of winners. They're Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer, Ohio's number one exclusive Audi sales leader, number one exclusive certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in Ohio for overall customer satisfaction. Sunnyside Audi will treat you like a champion. Their sales and customer service staff has over 150 years of combined Audi experience. Sunnyside Audi has all the hot Audi models like the A6, A7, and A8. If you're looking to go big time, they're Cleveland's only exclusive R8 dealer. I drive an Audi from Sunnyside, and I trust their staff to take care of my vehicle. Be a winner. Join my team at Sunnyside Audi, right off of 71 at Pearl, minutes from the airport, or online at sunnysideaudi.com. Say it with me now, Cleveland. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, the Browns preseason opener versus the Packers wasn't just a success on the field. It also was a ratings hit on WKYC Channel 3. The game averaged a 19.1 household rating and a 35 share. That means of the televisions that were on in the Cleveland area, 35% of them tuned to the game. A 19.4 rating and a 53.5 share with men 25 to 54. How about that? All right, time to deliver our poll question results brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. A bunch of you, as usual, checked out the poll question on our official Facebook page. How much do you think the new kickoff rule will affect the Browns' return game and why? 70% of you said, and the categories, I'm sorry, were a lot, a little, not at all. 70% of you said a lot. And Mick said, it takes a weapon like Cribs right out of the game. Steven said, the new kickoff rule will affect any team who has a good return game, including our beloved Browns. Of the 24% who said a little, good comment from John here. He said, I think it will diminish the thrill of the kickoff somewhat, but great return artists will find a way to overcome this. From Facebook question, asked Vic Tom, is Peyton Hillis going to see some time at fullback now that Lawrence Vickers is gone and the Browns have an abundance of talent at fullback? No, I don't think so. I think the Browns find their fullback from the fullbacks they have on their roster, rookie Owen Marisic and Tyler Klutz. Those are the two guys, and I think Peyton plays the running back position as he has and continues to do so. We want to thank some people tonight: Mike Holmgren, Jim Tressel, Mike Florio, Jamer Howerton, Kristen Rebelli, Dino DiNatale, Will Burge. Thank you guys for your help. We had so much fun doing this. Let's do it again tomorrow night. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.